Quentin Johnston went from first round bust talk to a per game top 17 receiver last season. The catch, it was built on a touchdown rate that doesn't last, behind a teammate who's the real number one. He's the 43rd receiver off the board. The Muff 2026 preview. The 2025 season was a genuine step up, 51 catches on 84 targets for 735 yards and 8 touchdowns, 13-2 a game, WR 17 per game, though WR 35 in total. The signature was a 5-catch, 79-yard, two-touchdown opener against Kansas City. After two quiet years, he finally produced. The arc is a real climb, 5-5 a game as a rookie, 11-6, and now 13-2. The former first-rounder is trending up. Here's the caution the price has to weigh. His touchdown share is 28%, top quartile. The zone are federal docks by nearly 2 points a game. 8 touchdowns on 51 catches is a rate that regresses, and the WR 17 per game rate leans on it. His underlying volume, 6 targets a game, is a complementary load, not an alpha's. Strip the touchdown luck and the per game rate comes down. Muffed! The situation, per the reports, is mixed. Keenan Allen is gone, which opens targets. And a new coordinator in Mike McDaniel arrives. But McDaniel's short yards after catch scheme most favors slot man Ladd McConkey, who profiles as the clear alpha, with Johnston as the outside complement. More opportunity, but not the lead role. The price, pick 94.5, the 43rd receiver. Verdict, watch list, the ascending arrow and vacated Keenan Allen targets argue up. The touchdown regression in McConkey's alpha role argue the WR 17 rate won't repeat. Price WR 43, between his total finish and his per game rate, it's roughly fair with real range. The counter for him, a rising former first rounder with more targets available could break out. Against, the touchdowns regress and he's the number two, a genuine coin flip. September watch, the touchdown rate, the regression is the whole question, and the target split with Ladd McConkey. Your guys, every week, next previews queued.